now it's time to talk to Anetsi. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Anetsi, and welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And as I say, Anetsi, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy and on the road, but the festive season upon us, how can we maybe just eat carefully and not get fat or put on weight?
I think if we think about the festive season, it's sort of, this is the time that you have to remember your good guidelines. Mm. So all the good stuff that you know, you have to keep in the back of your mind. And this is really the time where we have to focus on balance. So everybody wants to relax. Everybody wants to not sort of have that stress and anxiety, and also, you know, everything about eat right, do this, mm-hmm. do that. So I think what we have to know is that every time, it's like a nutrition moment. So every time you choose to eat something, you've got the choice whether you want to eat something good uh-huh. or, I don't want to use the word bad, but sort of illegal. Uh-huh. But I think what we have to remember is the 80-20 principle. So 80% of the time, we're supposed to choose the good things. And then 20% of the time, we have to, we can sort of cheat, whatever cheat might be in your mind. Mm. And I also think in this time, when you have that moment that you think you are cheating, we have to realize that we are not failing. That is sort of a relaxing moment. And then tomorrow, when you open your eyes, you can make like 80% of good choices again. Mm. So maybe just in the festive season, what we can do is remember to prepare your meals in a healthy way. So maybe try to not deep fry your meals. Maybe we can braai a little bit more, and also read the label. So go for your fat-free options. And instead of going the creamy sauces, we can use things like yogurt, cottage cheese, and maybe some fresh salads. So we are lucky, it's summer, so there's fresh fruit and vegetables available. So maybe choose a lean option to braai, add fresh salad and fruit and veg to that to that meal. And also in terms of dessert, mm-hmm. we can also I'm sorry,
okay,
about that. Uh-huh. So when it comes to dessert, we can also maybe go for your sorbets, some fruit salad, even something like remember custard with your own low-fat milk, and maybe a little bit of sweetener will be good options in terms of sweet options over the festive season.
Right. And I'm guessing, you know, something that we've always said is everything in moderation. You know, a little bit of sweetness here, a little bit there is not really going to harm as long as you don't go over the top.
No, and also I always think in the time that we, you know, are on holiday, we all have free time to do some more exercise and be active. So don't forget your activity. So then at least if it's, I mean, if we think about Christmas and New Year, it's 2 or 3 days over Christmas time and 2 or 3 days over New Year's. But in between, there's other days that you can still go to your normal, healthy, balanced lifestyle. And then we obviously have a lot of time for exercise, so go for walks. And then, you know, your Christmas lunch or dinner and your New Year's celebration will not be the end of the world. It will sort of be your treat if we think about it for the year. And I really think it's a time to relax and remember the good guidelines that we've taught over the during the year. And then 20% of the time will definitely not be the end of the world. you can actually just enjoy that time with your family. I do think if you are diabetic, it's very important still to watch your carbohydrate intake. Rather go for your proteins, your free vegetables in terms like your lettuce, tomato, cucumber, cauliflower, broccoli, baby marrow, know, patty pan, cabbages, because we have to remember, unfortunately, the amount of carbohydrates that we contain will have a dramatic impact on your glucose level.
Right, right. So there's obviously areas where you need to just be a little bit more cautious.
Yes. And also then for the diabetic, if you want to have a sweet treat, so if you have that sweet treat, make sure that you have it with a meal with lots of protein and free vegetables, because the protein will help you to carry that glucose and it will make the release of the carbohydrates slower. So it won't have a dramatic impact on your glucose levels. Because you don't really want, if you are diabetic, that the, you know, those sweet treats sort of bite you in your bum at the end of the day. So quite important to make sure that it's a small portion and that you have it with protein so that you can then regulate your blood glucose levels. And then maybe during the festive season, if you are a diabetic, make sure that you test your glucose levels on a regular basis, almost monitor yourself after your big meals to make sure that how you put your foodstuffs together actually do have a favorable outcome in terms of your glucose levels.
Right. So basically, enjoy the festive season, but be cautious and be responsible.
Yes, and I think just to be active, a little bit more extra activity, and remember your free vegetables, they are your friend. Saturated, fatted, deep fried stuff, rather try, you know, over a fire or bake in the oven.
I think we've lost you there, but I think we got the gist of the idea for the festive season, and just to enjoy it, but be responsible and stick to
definitely
your careful guidelines. But before we lose you once again, Anetsi, thank you very, very much for all your input during 2025. And from Wild Coast Radio to you and your family, have a great Christmas New Year period, and looking forward to chatting to you next year.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you for everything.
And thanks a lot for your input and your advice to our listeners.
It's a pleasure.
And last question, if anybody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch with you, Anetsi?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at @Anetsi.
Anetsi, thank you very much. And once again, a safe Christmas New Year period.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's Anetsi this morning chatting to us on the road. Thank you very, very much for that. And we'll chat to Anetsi again in 2026.